We mill melechas kaisiv and moichik. We saw last time Ramon Sekimel Negeto Isius have a cake and its parameters. Now we'll go back to the Mutaber and Sekimel and focus on the Mechiko. Mechamas starts off saying Mechik to Yosh, I'll grab a cloth, Hashem, I'll grab a pinchas, Yerivin Isser. Now this time question is Balbatish, why is all of the Isser Mechiko? What happened to kaisiv? Why is it all the Shulchan Aruch? I'm not sure. We have this Isser Mitzad, we moichik. The Gemara explains what's he get a mechiko. The one of Ein Hei says that when you moichik even one ois gedolah, the welcome to write two oisias, that means the mission says a moichik. I'm not looking shtei oisias tavayin gimel. Even you write one, you write erase even one ois. I'm not to write two oisias yichayev first. Now, first come on the Rishonim discuss where exactly was the act of mechiko in the Mishkan. So we discuss writing the first chabura. That we exactly do learn Shi'urim from, and how is it exactly compared to the Mishkan. But actually, sounds like just practically, what was the case over here? The case was you wrote two oases. Mashenke, you look at the Rambam says the way how they got two oases, the first kerish was Aleph, the second was Beis, the third was Gimel. When they got to Yud Aleph, that's how you got two oases. So it seems to me, this machlokes is what happened in the Kosh in the Mishkan. Actually, sounds like to compare the two made Aleph, Beis, Beis. Mashenke, the Rambam did not go that way. When we discuss then, Machlik is how much you're learning out from the Mishkan. Ma'aseh, come on the Rosh and ask the question. The Ma'aseh in the Mishkan, clearly, they wrote one ice. They made a mistake and they erased it. And therefore, they should be Mechayiv, even the Mechika on one ice to write one ice afterwards. Why in the world have to be Mechika? I'm not looking at the straight ice for. So he says, Yisoid. He wants to tighten up the definition of the Gedder of Mechik is something that's related to Machshevet Ksiva. The whole Gedder of Mechik is preparing for Kaisiv. Therefore, just like by Kaisiv itself, you need two Oisias. For the Mechiko, since the definition, the get of the Melacha be Moichik, Amnas Lithim, has to be also the Moichik in order to write two Oisias. So the get of the Melacha, he says, you have to learn out from Ksiva. Built upon that, says the Rosh, Perek Zayin, Simitaz, he wants to find that if so, then there should be Dafka be Moichik Oisias. Just like by Ksiva, is Ksiva's Oisias, Moichik also Oisias. That means that Havamino, he understands that Kaisiv, can Moichik not be more than Kaisiv, whatever you Mechayiv for Kaisiv, who would be Mechayiv for Moichik? For example, the Supreme Government says that we already learned, the law is when you write Mishar L'Shoynis, you write in English, or even Isim Natoru or not, the Ramah writes in Simin Shinvav, that the Ksav Shalahem is Dinder Abonim. Al Pizeh, come on, the Supreme Government says, therefore Mechika, when it's Ksav Shalahem, is also going to be Dinder Abonim. Why? It's very simple. Because Moichik is what? It's just preparing for Ksiva, whatever Kaisiv has, who the Moichik has. He said, because we see from the Rosh, he's starting off saying that the idea that we need Oisius, the Cholopox, and the Hafmina, is that just by Kaisiv, the Oisius, who the Moichik, also the Gedder has to be the amount of Oisius. The Gedder is from Ksiva. Whatever Kaisiv has, Moichik has. However, he goes on further. And says, that's what I would have said. However, and I'll be sure also, we have a deceptor. The deceptor says clearly not that way. There's someone who has the oil on top of a safer, or shayim on top of a pinkus, and the mice a person that raises it. Therefore, a person is high for it. Therefore, you do not need mechika and oisius. So he wants to say a different word. That ba'etzim, every time you write oisius, if it's a mistake, that is tishtush. That's not an oisius. You do not want it there. It's called tishtush, or an English scribble scrabble. It's not needed there at all. Therefore, once a time out, therefore, just like we erase Oisius, Agama does not mean anything for you, you're chayiv for it. Who didn't erase anything, any tishtush should be chayiv for it. And therefore, the Mechayiv Shavoy is also the Mechayiv still for preparing for the Ksivo. You do not need exactly the same klal as Kaisiv, you do not need Oisius over here. He starts off saying the Gedder is from Kaisiv, and he ends up saying the Mechayiv is the Mechayiv inside the preparing for Ksivo. But this is what Mechabov is being down the Sev Gimel, that Mechidiyoi is being down the Sev from the Rosh, and all the places as far as I see go like the Mahalach of the Rosh, the Gedder of the Melacha of Ksiva is to be Machshav the Ksiva preparing for the Kaisiv, and therefore whatever you erase for the Ksiva, you're even Isser. Now, how far to take this Yisoid? For example, we know, everyone knows, you write with your left hand, what's a Lothar, there's a Shina. You pass the Melacha of Reise, you write with your left hand, Shina, Dindu Rabbanon. What about the case of Mechiko? If you learn Moichik is a Mechayim Mitzad Kaisiv, or the Gedder Mitzad Kaisiv, maybe you can extend the side also in the erase of the left hand. So there is an Eliyahu writes, when he says Ramon, the halacha of cutting cake to be Machmer, says you want to be Semech Lahakul, do it with your left hand, cut your cake. And therefore the Cholpach makes a case of the Rabbanon, then makes a Tzirufim out of it. Says Eliyahu, the same thing, you want to open up a Sefer. We come along and said, Machloik shel voshkov lechiv chattas, taz olam wants to be mekel, says the El Rabba, open up the sefer with your left hand, because you're extending the soid of a kreisif with the left hand, who did the soid of mechika, because mechika is only extension of the, to be machshiv for the ksiva. Come along, nishmas olam, and discuss it when you want to put Isis to Pareches. We'll focus on more next Chabura. We'll put Isis against the wall, the Isri Rabbonim, the Nishmas Adam, but do it with your left hand, and therefore will be less of an issue. Come on, my Shaman says, if you want to smoke on Yontif, which Rabbi you can't, but on the Tzad that you can either Isis on the cigarette, he says, just like if you do it with your left hand, there's no real Isser on Mechiko, wouldn't your mouth is not worse than your left hand, and therefore your mouth, like your left hand, can be Mekel. Those who come along and mamash take the side of the Rosh, saying Mechiko is really an extension of Kaysev. Wherever the head of Kaysev had by left hand, who would do Mechiko?
Why do you say the guy that's smoking your mouth is right hand?
That's not how would you write something. Come along others, Taino. That's very good extending it from the Sigil of Kaysev. But if it's a normal thing to go do, like you want to say cutting cake with the left hand, people cut cake with the left hand all the time. You open the safe with your left hand. The Eliyahu says that's going to be a get of Shinoi. Like, what Shaykh is? That means that's a saying, Mamish, you do not look at the Malacha's extension of Kaysim. Look at the Pu'ula Be'etzim that you're doing over here. The Pu'ula Be'etzim that you're doing is smoking is normal, and opening a safe with your left hand is normal, and Oishis Berechis is normal. Says the Avinazan, and come out where you place them if I can. And that's the way. They say, don't take the side of the Rosh so far, take the head of the left hand. Doesn't make any sense. So it goes, so it's not a Shinoi. It sounds like they're arguing on the side of the Rosh that the idea of Meichik is an extension or the getter from Ksivo. How far to take the Yisrael? You take it even to an heter of a Shinoi. Come and sound a Shinoi.
That's the song with both hands, right?
That's what they're high for. Because that's even the left hand, because even my Klesi is high for it.
What's the getter? Because my Klesi is normal for you to write with both hands. So
maybe
both hands
are different. Because then that's some Loch of Klesi, so Meichik also. But the question is, can you take literally Meichik as a getter of Klesi? Or not. Even my Kaysev, there's a tumult when you type in the typewriter with your left hand. Come along, Shomazam discusses. Kaysev be'etzem is with your right hand. You trained yourself to write with your left hand. That's you learned how to type. So it's fine, maybe that's the only get of Shina and do it with the left hand, and you won't be in this, sir. Won't be against the Abonim. Now, again, the Pashkim seem to go make it like the Abinazer, the Chodshani, the Mavosner. On the side, even though we hold the idea of moichik is the preparation of a ksivo, but you need a ksivo that you mechayiv for it. So Pasha Pachim said you do not need a ksivo that you mechayiv. For example, the Meshuvah b'Gziyat of Prima Gonim. Let's say you do a moichik on Shabbos to write on Sunday. So the ksivo won't be chayiv for it. It's a self-kosoi. It's a mechika for kaysev, and the body chayiv for it. For example, Shom Zalman discussed you do a mechika to write b'ksav shalahem, write in English. So it's mechika for ksiva. Come according to the Ramah, the tzadi won't be chayiv for it. Or some shalom zalm, let's say do mechika on nas to write with your left hand. It still is an act of ksiva. Come not chayiv the ksiva, but the mechika is for kaysim. So come again, that saying this is side of the rosh mechika for kaysim means any kaysim, not a kaysim that you chayiv for it. The main shalom among the chayim is when we discuss mechika is amnas lichtiv. Again, the words the mishnah by gimel is an amnas lichtiv mamish. Well, the reason why we need amnas lichtoiv, it should not be a kilkul. And the getter really is moichik amnas l'sakin. And that's why all malachas, when the Mishnah says amnas, like kareo, you rip something, the Mishnah says amnas litfor. Come along, the Rishonim and the Paiskim argue, do you need amnas litfor to sell mamish, or the amnas l'sakin? So you say amnas livnois, or so you say amnas l'sakin. So Betzem, this is a tumult among the Achrenim by numerous malachas, and they speak about it over here. Now, to be clear, I like to say that really there are two mahalchim that really lead to four mahalchim. I mean, there's two very simple, either amas lichtoiv, amas l'sakin. Each one I like to divide up into two separate ways to understand it. That means really be four ways to understand this question over here. One is the ritva, the rites of Nachum from Tess, discussing the person who cannot make a list on Shabbos. The Mishnah says you can have a list on Shabbos and read on Shabbos to get to Orchim who's coming. Gemara says, why either exera otu shtoyev yoytis or shemi yimchoik? In fact, the Ritva Shem Yimchoik, the Maisa Yivim Moichik Shloy Amanas Lichtoiv. So it's a Rechanami, it's a Shloy Amanas Lichtoiv, except the Isra Abon, even though Shein Amanas Lichtoiv. We need Amanas Lichtoiv Mamish. So the Ritva that says, you need Amanas Lichtoiv Mamish. And that's when the Bialoch and Sif Yud Gimel, when he calls him Korea Amanas Litfor, he won't say it's Amanas Sakin. He says, however, that before she Ritva Mak, it's not like me. The Ritva Makis of Gimel Bay says you need Korea Amnas Litfor. Before the Ritva Shitosai, you always need Amnas, the Malacha Mamish, Amnas Lichtoiv, Amnas Litfor. And that's if we saw already the Dagmavava, when you want to argue the case of the Ramah by the case of Isis, the top of cake, come on, Dagmavava, and says, it's Eidemus Gavlib Sikresho. He said, I don't mind, tell me it's only one Drabbanans, I have three Drabbanans for you. What's the three? He says, first of all, it's a case of Kelkel. Second, Klachayad. And third is, what is Meichik Shloyam Nas Lichtoiv? That's the three Drabbanans. Lamaisi is saying Kilkel is one of them, and Meichik Shloyam Nas Lichtoiv is the second one. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's Hainuach. The whole head of Meichik Shloyam Nas Lichtoiv is Mitzad Kilkel. So the Pasha is the real Dagmavav, and he understands you need Meichik Amnas Lichtoiv Manish. Otherwise, he does not have three Drabbanans. He's only down to two. So, we have one Mahalach very clear. The rich one, the Noid Behuda, went this way. Noid Behuda is a Dagmavav, the same person. He come along, and Noid Behuda, and he tainas the loch is that you need Meichik Amnas Lichtoiv Mamish. One Mahalach. This is where they're coming from, is very simple. That Mamish, the words of the Rosh, the whole idea of Meichik is what? To make Shevas Aksiva to appear for Kesiv. That's how the words of the literally of the Rosh is to appear for Kesiva. A second idea with a similar Mahalach, Amnas Lichtoiv, they come along the Chayodom, and the Minchas Chinuch, and the Mchayim Noh, they come along and they want Taino, it really depends on Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon by the Sugya of Melocho, Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. That means Eilam knows that Gedem Melocho, Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, is a classic case, a Choyfa Gumoy, Vein Netzarch El Afaroi, someone digs a hole in the ground, it only needs the dirt, not need a hole in the ground. According to Rabbi Yehuda Yechayiv, why? Because it's Tzrich L'Mokh Macher, it's good, I want the offer. According to Rabbi Shimon Yepotter, because the Melocho of digging, you don't need the hole in the ground. So come along the Chayodom Minchas Chinuch, one Taino. Be'etzen Melocha is what? Is Kesiv Amnas Lichtoiv. Let's say you want to sack in it, it really depends. According to Rabbi Yehuda that holds the Melocha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufa Yechayim for, so fine, the Melocha is Amnas Lichtoiv. You did not do it for that reason, you did it, why? Because you want to be sack in something. It's a Tikkun B'Mok Macher. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, L'Maisi Yechayim. Mashenk in according to Rabbi Shimon, who was Melocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is Potter. Therefore, with the Melocha is Amnas Lichtoiv, we do for another reason, Tikkun B'Mok Macher to be Potter. So this question, Amnas Lichtoiv, Amnas Sakin, is a Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, will be Potter of Loser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, L'Maisi B'Chayiv. Chamon L'Chayodim says, Gevaldik now. If you read the Ram, the B'Alocha, and he says, we'll heard the Kash over here, or thing to point out. The words of the Rosh is, it's Machsheva Fuxiva, preparing for Kesiv. The words of the Rambam, the Bialochas Rai is, the Rambam says, Moichik Amnas L'Kalkali Potter. The Rambam says, Losh Amnas L'Kalkali Potter. It sounds like the Rambam, Amnas L'Sakni Chayiv. Says the Chayodim, you know why? The Lashitosai. Do we pass like a Shimon or a Yehuda? The Rambam passes like a Yehuda. Losh Ein Tzuch L'Gufay is Chayiv. Therefore, you need Moichik Amnas L'Kalkal. Because Amnas L'Sakni is Losh Ein Tzuch L'Gufay. You'd be Chayiv for it. Mash enkin the Rosh passes like a Shimon. Melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay l'maisis potter. She need be'etzin the melacha. If you machshir for k'siva, otherwise it'll be potter. I the bialocha being the second raya from the Tosefta. He said, "Chanami." The Tosefta says, "Amas asakin." That's a b'yudashito. That's the machlokes anoyim. That's a b'yudashito. So come to be'etzin. We read the bialocha. Is three rayas. Amnas the asakin. One raya is what the Rambam. Chayodim answer very simple. Ram l'shitosai. The right of the scepter, he answers that's what Yehuda. And the right that he wants to say from Kareo, you look in the Sifu Kimon, when he brings down Kareo, himself points out there are Shayna Ritva against him, Pimbunim against him, Kivag against him. So it's right at the Pelas. There's three rayas of Be'etzim, he saw the Chayodim Pashas, and the Chor saw them in Chesinuch also. It's right at Pilar Chloy. The Chor, they say nothing, they mamish, they shlug up his rayas, Mekan Lekan. So Maisa comes out as the second Malach over here, again, that the Ged is Amnas Lechtoiv, except comes out Machlik Yehuda and of Shimon. That the Gemavol does not sound the way. It sounds like you want always the Ged is Amnas Lechtoiv. The Ritva sounds that way also. So these are really one Mahalach, Amnas Lechtoiv, with two ways to understand it. Is Amnas Lechtoiv all cases, or depend upon Machlik Yehuda and of Shimon? Asad Hasheni, again, the Bialocha went, it's part of the Prima Godim. The Ged is Amnas Lechtoiv. Again, he has the rayas over here. It seems to be that the way the Mishnah was put in the Prima Godim, it seems to be Machloikas really had to understand this Yisoid over here. The way the Prima Godim, he says it over, Loshan Ni Ha'oni Oimer, that the get over here is that when a person, he wrote Oisius, to Machayv somebody money, he doesn't want the Oisius to be over here. Therefore, to erase it, he's Chayv. Why is it ticking not to have the Oisius over here? Mashenken, when he's erasing Tishtush, says the Prima Godim, then you need Amnas Lichtoiv Shtei Oisius. Depends what you're doing. Now, see the Prima Godim's understanding that really when you do Ksiva, there are two things over here. There's a piece of paper, and the ink that goes inside the piece of paper. There's the Oisius and the Daf. Again, the different Achronim speak about clearly, the Rambam writes, there's Isis like going to the Daf. What do we need a tikkun over here, says the Prim Gadim? Need tikkun in the Isis or in anything? For example, the case he's discussing, the Isis is writing that owe you money. The Isis are be'etzim a problem. That means the Isis is whether it's on a piece of paper, or what's on the wall, or what's on a table, whatever it is, I have to get rid of the Isis because I do not owe you any money. So Isis are a problem, and that says which moichik a masasakin, I'll be chay for it. But let's have Isis on the wall, not means that I owe you money. Stop, my kids did scribble scrabble on the wall. I come along and I want to erase it because I want my wall to be clean. Now the Isis itself do not really bother me. Let it be in a piece of paper, it wouldn't bother me. The fact that it's on the wall bothers me. So the Isis when I'm erasing is not being attacking the Isis, I'm attacking the wall behind it. The question is, what the halacha according to the Prima Gadim in that case? So there is a Yatsiv Avram and the Chodeshani, they come along and say, if you're masaking the wall, you're not chayiv, even on the tzad al masasake. Because the tikkun has to be in the Isis. Yatsiv Avram has discussed an interesting case that used to be that they have diapers and the Isis on it, and when the kid would make, the Isis will be erased. So, again, the diaper is now a little bit different, more than get to Sugya of Tzeveya, or trying to get to Sugya of Tzeveya that changes colors. But he's discussing the Sugya of the Geta Mechikas Isis. So he says, the mice says, don't tikkun bets in the only case you have one over here, because I don't care if it will get erased, only over here I want to show it to me over here. The mice comes out, those who are tied up shot in the Prima Golden, is Dafka erasing what? The goof of the Is, which had a tikkun of the Is, not tikkun anywhere else. The Chor of the Mishibur does not understand that way. Mishibur seems to understand, I'll explain why the Nachkamina is, that as long as it's ticking anywhere, whether it's in the Is, one the piece of paper, that's Nichon together of Mechiko. That circle safe is a ticking somewhere else, a Masasakin. And the Is of Israel Orbach, or the Simcha bottom in the Shabbos only writes, the piece of paper, you want to clean the wall, you want to clean your even this of the Raiso. That means even on the Tzad of Masasakin, there's a Machloikis, what does that mean, a Masasakin? Be ticking it in the Isis? Or ticking in anything. Mishibur seems to be, now we'll go explain how, that's ticking in anything. Mashenkin Prim Gom seems to say is motionless, that Mishibur brings down is where it's a ticking in the Isis, because I do not want Isis, I owe you any money. That means it's a ticking in the Isis, that's be a case of Amnasasakin. One example, come on, the Bealoch and discuss it when you have Shaido on top of Isis. What's Alocho? So it brings down four different Mahalchim among the Gedolei Achronim, what the Isser is. Being down the Bach is the Isser of when it wax the top of Isis in the Sefer Torah. The Bach says, you're either an Isser deraisa, moichik amnas lichtoiv. That's the Mishbura Paskin, the Roy Poiskin Gold, Mitzad Moichik. At Salashani, he brings down the Shos Yaakov and others want Taino. That something covers something, it's not nichon together of Mechiko or Ksiva. It's just a covering Ba'almo, it's a Kisoy Ba'almo. And then everyone says, you're either Isser Mimarech, you're scraping it off or smoothing it out. Come on, people, God, if you want to discuss, you're even the Isser Mitzad Moichso. He came with books in the Shaiva, and Kiva Egi wants to discuss Isser as Masake Mono. That means I take Shaiva off the Isis in the same time, therefore it's Yitzirim, Mishvua clearly paskins the Isser be Iker, Tan Moichik, Amnas Lichtoiv. Come on, the Mishvua is a question upon himself. If that's so, we have Shaiva on top of Isis on a Trillin. The Loch by Trillin has to be written Kisidrum. On a same time, it's not be written Kisidrum, but on Trillin, the Loch has to be written Kisidrum. The Loch is you take it off, Maisa is kosher, Maisa is good. So he wants to answer the Shitosoi. The Be'etzim is not Moichi Amnas Lichtoiv, because it can be doing the Ksiva now. It's Moichi Amnas Lissaking. Moichi Amnas Lissaking. He says, the Maisai saw the Nishmas Odom ask this question. Maisai point out Nishmas Odom and the Shitosoi. You know why? Because it's not passing like the Bach. He holds together, it's not Moichi Amnas Lichtoiv. He holds the case of Shaiva. Maisai won't be Nichol together Moichi Amnas Lichtoiv. He'll call it the Shitosoi. That he holds together is not Moich Amnas Lissakin, he holds together the Moich Amnas Lichtoiv. He also writes, after Nishmas Odom is his question, the Maaseh Prima Gadim says, what is the Isser over here? He said, the Isser means Tzad Sugya Mukso. Why is Isser Mitzad Mukso? Whatever happened to him, it's Moich Amnas Lissakin. According to him, why is it Isser Mitzad Moichik? So it comes out, if you understand the story of the Prima Gadim, that the Isis are the problem, you have to erase the Isis, here the Isis is not a problem. The Isis, Maaseh, there's a shave over here that's blocking it over here. But the Isis Be'etzim are not coming to do a tikkun of him. Moich Amnas Lissakin mitzad the Isis Shavoi. Therefore, not nothing again. Moich Amnas Lissakin mitzad the Isis Shavoi. Or it could be that's what the Prima Gadim has. Does not learn mitzad Moich Amnas Lissakin. Mashenki the Mishnah Berurah. V'oi, the Prima Gadim writes in Simon Shin Zayin when he discusses writing a list on Shabbos. He says when he writes a list on Shabbos, if it's high up, the mice is not going to be an isser, because it's something you cannot amnas liftoiv. And mice is mocha amnas sakin. So it sounds like, because if you had the names written somewhere else, it wouldn't bother the other person. The problem is the names is on the list. You need to have the isis itself being the problem over here. So come down before the Pima Gun, his understanding, his yisrael is moichik amnas sakin, meaning the digging in the isis, not in the mocha around it. Mashenkin Mishvuro, he discusses when you have a case of Isis that are the same Torah, and you have one extra Isis over there, you want to erase the extra Isis in the same Torah, come on the Mishnah and say, that's Vorka Amas Sakin. Agam, that Isis Be'etzim is not a problem. And he said he's calling the Talah Isis Ikre Adinim that way. Agam, interesting, the Ikre Adinim, the Isis before, and quotes the Chayodim. So the Mishavur for saw the Chayadim sort of clear. But Maisa, it comes out that the Mishavur says to get the Amnas Sakin. So when you have an Ois, that's the top of the same material, when any place the Tikkun is, I'm not Misaking the Ois, the Ois Be'ezim is not a Baya, but Misaking the same material, then Nechna get a Tikkun. So I think the Maisa comes out that the idea of Amnas Sakin, before there are two ways to understand it. Either it's Tikkun in the Ois, or Tikkun anywhere. So come down again this question, Moich Amnas Sakin, Amnas Liktoiv, really two which is for if it's Amnas Liktoiv, that's the ritual of the Dagma Vavo, or it's Amnas Liktoiv, but depending upon my place of Yudhya Bashimin, that's Chayodom Minchas Chenech, or it's Amnas Sakin, that's to be taken in the Ksav like the Prima Godim, or it's Amnas Sakin, that's to be taken anywhere. Might go on further with Mahalach and the Mishnah Berurah, the Mice of Mishnah Paskins, it's Amnas Sakin, and anywhere the Tikkun is, Lachor again, you have scribble on the wall, and a kid comes along and erases it. Just like when you have an extra ace in the same Torah, Mishavur Paskins to erase it, it's a ticket in the same Torah, you chai for it. A gam is nothing, not ticket in the Oasis, it's a ticket in the same Torah. Here also, if you have Oasis on the wall, or scribbles on the wall, and you erase it, Chortim is sakin on Shabbos, it's the Torah. Scribbles
means
Oasis? Scribbles scrabbles tishtosh. No, tishtosh. There's no chilek, said the Rosh, between tishtosh and Oasis. Those are the words of the Rosh.
You're not being
moichik amnas sakin. I mean moichik, again, every time there's any ois that's written by mistake, is tishtosh, says the Rosh. So every time I erase oisius, is tishtosh, hainuah, no difference. We'll get to those and try to make a difference, I don't understand. The Rosh says don't make a difference. So don't say, don't mechalik, as it is after. It's having me know what's mechalik, now it's maskono. No, on this side he's saying to get it, Moich Amnas Sakin, Amnas Sakin, how much? Moich Amnas Lichtav is two Isis, says the Mishnah. Amnas Sakin is what? What's the share? Is there a share? Do you give a get over here? So, the words of the Tesefter, he says, Moich Amnas Sakin, the words of Tesefter, has to be a ticket of a kolshu. Tesefter, the Mishnah brings down, says the words kolshu. Come on, the Chayodim and Chesfenef, they say, Avad has been kolshu. Avad means at least two Isis. The Cholopakas, the Mishnah says, two Isis. Mash Enkein, the Moshe and Dibris, and Chaim Kniyashki, they tie no lechor, they get his kol shum amish. And that's the reason of Yalocha and Sif Yud Gimel, we discuss with his career, Amnas Litfor, and he's Amnas the Sakin, discusses the question, what's the shiur? What's the time maybe lechor is Amnas the Sakin of a mashu? Because if you're doing ksiva, you need shiur too. You don't need shiur ksiva, you need Amnas Sakin, any tekken, as Gimel Maisa, Mechaibi for it. Just when you're doing mitzad kleisiv shivoi, then come along the Russians, Mechadish, it cannot be more the Mechayim and Mechikin then Koisir. As we also have not lifted two Oisiyas. Luchor comes out really, if you look at them slowly, the Chodim Minchas Chinuch and the Shitosloi against this Mishnah Berurah. While the Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch and the Chayodim, they're saying she has two Oisiyas, whether Amnas is Sakin, Amnas Lichtoiv, because they hold the Melachi is the Koisir Amnas Lichtoiv. According to Shimon, the Shiri is going to be Amnas Sakin, won't be Mechayim for it, Mashing in according to the Rambam. But the Melachi Be'etzim is Amnas Lichtoiv. So whether you're doing a tikkun or not, even according to Yehuda, a lot of the shiur has to be what? A mlacha sheitz yichul guvay, but has to do the mlacha. The mlacha is amnas lichtoi, which is two. Masha enke, the mishvul of the shetosai, the be'etzim the mlacha is moich amnas asakin, for any tikkun you do, the mice is being a tikkun over here. And therefore, b'chai you in the shiur kosher. That's what comes out. Yeah, then with amnas lichtoi, that comes a tikkun by one ois. Again, the Pirim Gondim says that. Pirim Gondim, the Bishvur and Bialach says, when it's Tishtur, so you need Moise Amnas Lichtav Shtei Oisiyas. When it's Tikkun, he said, you don't need that. Sounds that way, he said that way, and so if you give him by Grail. Why? And then he took on the Rosh. The Rosh said, we're doing an Amnas Lichtav, preparing for Ksiva, then he can't do more than Moise Ksiva. It's a Chiddush. But that's what comes out.
No, but Mishnah is crossing with word nas liftoy. If it's doing it with any tikkun, yeah, but amas liftoy the two oisias. Because very good. The question is why the world is saying shiurim in the Mishnah. This is a massive finish. Oh, it's gevaldik by the Mishnah to say this one. This is the definition of the malacha when you're doing sivo. With amas liftoy, what's his two oisias? Say amas liftoy and stop. Dr. Tracy, why I say that for you? You know why? I can tell you that when doing liftoy, you need two oisias. They say the word deceptive says culture. The word deceptive says culture. No. I don't know. Moicha am nas liftoy these two oisias. When I'm not stuck in the culture.
But if you learn that the two oasis are didn't, it's a chatzim love and not chatzim share, because there's two separate loves in the Gansan, because one thing is not to do the other, no?
Mishmu holds as chatzim share, so you want to know, it's not looking at the Mishmu in the Pshat of Mishmu Bro. That's the answer.
Fine. I think that's what
we should. Think about it. To build upon this.
So the Chulul, I'm going to say for love that koisachas, even a chetzius.
Even chetzios, you get a well of what chetzios is. That chetzi malacha, chetzi shir. And Moshe sounds like chetzios is not said anything. Get a well of course what chetzios. What?
My
mashal mishaber
chetzios.
No, that's well. It's not clear what to get. We discussed it a week ago. The chetzios. What exactly is that?
We have a. No, but I'm mashal mishaber
it's a tikkun, but what? Kaisiv, chaylas, kaisiv? What is it? You have to maybe do the malachas, but if you're chetzi, you're not the malachas, you can do anything. What? But it has to be something. It has to be, if you hold chetzi, ois is nothing, that means. Fine. Now, when a person, when he, a sick, when a person that gets his hands dirty, or an ois is upon himself, so first to make step by step. We have a Mishnah on Daf Kavdala. The Mishnah says someone's Masaret al Basari, scratches upon his Basar, afflicts your blood, the Chama Watalach, his blood says Chayiv Chatas, Chama says Yipater. Now, question on the Paskin, the Beni Ruchum says Yipaskin like your Blazer, the Chayiv Chatas, Ali Rabba brings it down. And it will be very good if you have a gift to the Mishnah, not the Chama of Yeshua, and the Blazer Paskin gets a Yeshua. The Maestro, we do not go this way. The Raman Paskin, the Loch is like the Chama, someone's Masaret upon himself, it's only part of a loser. That's the Mishnah brings down to Kon Chabez, Seer to Masaret in your body, only part of a loser. The Gemara is very simple. Why? It's not the Derech, only a Shaita would do it. No one rises from Shaitim, and Yashko is a Shaita. Fine, no one rises from him. So again, do a Seer to a Masaret in your body, the Mishnah says it can be part of a loser. But let's say, Kesiv, you write, take a pen on Shabbos, I write a phone number on top of your hand. What's a Loch? The Mishnah says, Yichai for it. Yichai. You'll see in a couple of days it will disappear and won't be miskayim. So come on, the Rambam, brought down by the Poiskim. It says, Mitzad, the get of Chamimus Aguf, you have Biadover, you have an inborn eraser inside your body that will erase the ink that's at the top of your hand. Meaning, if a person has a hand cut off and they write on the hand, it'll stay there forever. Just the fact that your hand's attached to you, therefore the fact that you wrote upon you, come on your body and comes on and erases it for you. The Chamimus HaGuf will take it away or absorb it inside, or it'll shed it for you and it won't be there anymore. So Be'etzem, it is being Meskayim, except you're coming and erasing it, therefore you're Chayiv for it. So being Mesaret is not normal, it could be a Drabonon, Chayiv Yechayiv. What about you do an act of Svita with Ksivo, with a cross in the Torah called Kesevis Karko, the person makes a tattoo upon your body, you're Chayiv for that on Shabbos. So you can come along and taino. You might say, who in the right mind would ever put tattoos upon the body? You might say, Shaita would do that forever. At least something there forever is an indelible mark upon you. Taino is shtiyot, as Maisa tell me. It doesn't make any sense. The Maisa Achim is about it. There's a Mil Stoko, a Maxit Brocha, and there's a Chai Odom, and a Cheskinot. They pass the Maisa tattoo, the Maisa Chai for it. You Chai for it. Now the question Maisa is why? So there come three reasons why. Either, as Abchan Kineski says, don't make it right from Shaita, but have a lot of Shaita. Like it turns into derech and he can't get right from it. Well, I'll shake him. Then gets about always the question, if one person is normal, everyone's crazy, what defines normalcy? If one person is normal, everyone's crazy. That's a good question, in Ashkafa. Same idea, when Habib Shaitan do something, it comes normal. Or another way they want to tighten the fact that Torah says Kesev is Karko. The Torah called the Kesev is a Ksivo, the Torah matched it as he get a Ksivo. Or a third way they want to say over, the fact that Torah gave a lav for Kesev is Karko. Issa Shavuot, has to be matched with Ksivo. So my says that too, even Isser deraiso. So Svita is drabonon, Kesevis writing is deraiso, and even tattoos deraiso. Now you discuss the Maisa, let's say in Shabbos you want to take off the tattoo. Are you even Isser or Mechika? So you can start analyzing it. According to the Ritva, it's Moichik Shalom HaSlechtoi, Bidu Abonam. According to the Chayadu Minchas Chenef, Vipen Machal Yisvuda and Abshimin. According to the Prima God, there should be a case, there's no ticket in the Ksiva itself, should be a case of Bidu Abonam. According to Mishibura, because our client gives the ticket, should be a Dinderais over here. Maise Kamon Minchas Chenef discusses this question, and the one title is Nichol Negeda of a Tikkun, which is a Tikkun, and therefore one say for Yisrael take it off, it's a Milo, and be Nichol Issa of Dereis, Masha'enkin, according to the guy, he's saying take it off, there's no point, there's no Tikkun, and therefore it should not be a Baya. So first they do discuss, what is a Tikkun, take it off of that too? If you have it, Maise, leave it there. Echon Me'ech, what does the Minchas Chenech mean? So the Minchas Seilos wants a title, his words are, it's Yesh to do a Tshuva Shleimo, unless you move the Maise Ver that's in front of you. So the speaking of Tshuva Shavai, which obviously comes out, there's no point we can get that too, that's a number upon you. But Mitzad, get a tshuva, you want to sign it, that's a ticket to take it off from you. Maisel Chaim Kiyeski just asked Balabatish, you want a sefer on tattoos, Vashek is a ksav. In there he just asked, how in the world are you erasing this thing that you're saying it's nechel get a ticket to you be chayim for it? He says, to erase it, it can erase it, it's a ksav loyalam. Al Mai, he's writing the sefer in the 1960s, 1970s, you take a knife and cut it out, he does not think that's exactly nechel get of derech. So it's not even lasers, but anyway, it's not nechel get of derech, so not sure where exactly it's the side of ticking over here. Of Betsiyas that we chayiv for it, it's not normal. What he discusses with myself, what is a ticking? What's the baya having it upon you? Find an interesting shayla.
You don't want it anymore, so
it's so he said maybe he's embarrassed about it, I'll take it off.
That's his wife's name, you gotta take it off, you know?
I hear. Myself, we once had in the Chabura that somebody said that his father's a dermatologist, and he got a call from Amnon Yitzchok that he wanted the person to remove the tattoo that this Isha had that was a chilonim that's coming from. The tattoo was Ukseves Kakal Sidna Bechem Ani Hashem. The tattoo was the puzzle in the Torah not to have a tattoo upon your body. That was the tattoo she had.
Did she have a
Vaya? Oh, so the question was, is Ani Hashem, Hashem Avaya. The shadow was, are you allowed to erase that to take a laser and break it off? So I met the doctor afterwards in Shaykh Chesed, and he told me, and he didn't do it, but they went to Vadi Yosef, and Vadi Yosef said to get a guy to go do it. The reason why the way how lasers are is very different. It's not really erasing Shem Hashem, it just breaks up the particles and the body absorbs it. So it's a groma, you know, that's how Maisa, I heard that's how they end up doing it at the end. This such sinner, she wrote a posik, not going to have a tattoo, now Avraham Yitzchak got a hold of her, now she's through. Fine. Interesting. Now, the idea of Kisev's Karkin on the Geirtos, but the Geirtos, you say that we are having, being writing upon a person's body, is that a person who has ink upon the body, whether it's letters, whether it's dirt, the question is, and can a person take it off? The best thing we realize, the question is putting together the Yisrael of the Rosh with the B'alachal. Now, the Yisrael of the Rosh has an Ochel to the Isi is the dirt. That means whether you have a phone number upon your hand, whether you have dirt upon your hand, there is no Chilik, both of my Tishdosh. Aleph. Be'ez, according to B'alachal, the pasha I understand is that when you erase something, amlas asakein, and you clean your hands, of yinichal isidareis also. You take the rosh together with the bialoch alachor to clean your hands from any dirt stuff on it, the shalom isidareis, how in the world can you go do that? The best we think about this question, if it's rabbon dereis, it really depends. According to the Neidib Yehuda, is amlas lechtoi, it's only rabbonon. According to Minchas Chinuch and Chayodom, it depends. According to Yehuda, will be Chay, according to Shumi Potter. According to Prima Gordon, the question is only the Rabbanon. According to Mishnah Berurah, the question is Shelah and the Reis of Mamish. So I also the Chayodom, Hilchos Tilos Yadayim, in Klal Mem, he writes over there when a person who has coals touches a pot over here from the blackness and gets the blackness upon his hand, the question is what to go do on Shabbos, mitzvah he has to do the Tilos Yadayim to go make a Moitzi. Mice, what comes out from him, and says to wash and to dry it, towards the psik ratio. And therefore, he tines that a person cannot dry, can only wash it. And therefore, he says, I am Mice, inside the Sugim Chatzitza, says, well, Semir upon the Shitas, there's no Chatzitza on Chazusa Ba'alma, it's only something that is not tangible, something only inside the Gov. And therefore, he says, just wash it, not dry it, because you have an Issim inside the Sugim of Moichik. Now, he does write in the Bialocho, in the Nishmas Odom, the question is only in case of the Rabbanans. Well, I could be passing up Shimon. And therefore, the need amnas lechtoiv. It's amnas lechtoiv. He lechur is l'shitasoy, because he holds the ba'etzim need amnas lechtoiv mamish, and depend upon him Yehuda and him Shimon. But also lechur, this whole entire question is a shel and deraiso. Lechur koin mishibur. We're dealing with is deraiso mamish. I come again the chay on the right, only is derabanan. But he lechur is l'shitasoy. Now the oilam says that the chay is not brought down l'alocho. I said numerous places we do bring down l'alocho. Again, the Mishmur discusses about an extra Eis in the Sefer Torah. He says he sends you to the Tal Oris, he brings you, sends you to the Ikra Adinim. Those two say the same halacha, being down the chayadim alach l'maisa. If we did them the ish before and the tal oris, they're being down the chayadim alach l'maisa. The sefer Nezi Yisrael, the Shavu quotes numerous times, brings it down alach l'maisa. Chaim Palaj brings it down, the Masham brings it down, the Mincha Shabbos, they bring it down. Yisraelim is manazer. The Ashur, they won't say b'chayshish for the chayadim. To say you did not chayshish for it, it's not brought down by the poiskim. Yish lot n'harbe. Those one times it's not brought down by the Mishavruo. Maisa Mishavruo is not bringing down either way. Maisa, when he does not like certain things, he quoted and knocked away the Derech Agav somehow at some point. Well, might say Grin Echad, not say like it. But might say he did not bring it down, not this way, not that way. So to say, since he did not bring it down, he's on hold of it, he shloved him. Might say there's a starkest for, and we do assume that, right, so a person should be a machmir. V'oi, they point out, on the side of the Gemara, on the Shulchan Aruch, there's Eish Lavam, the Wachacha, he's discussing the same case. He's discussing this, the case of Eitzis upon the hand. The Chayam is discussing the case of Pacham, of coals of dirt in the hands. Eish Lavam, the Wachacha, is discussing Eitzis upon the hands. It's the Vatu race. It's also, the Chidah brings it down. The Ben Ishchai, the Chesalot, discusses the case of Eitzis. They say it's also. And again, if go this far, the Rosh, there is no Chilk to Eitzis and Tishtosh. The Chosh should be also. I mean, numerous Achonim seem to be Choshes, but this is so you should not be able to clean your hands on Shabbos. The Maiso, again, Shlomo Zalman, Shabbos points out that the Maaseh, the Olim does not seem to be known to be Machmer. Lo Shimanu v'lo Inu, not seem to be Machmer. Now, one Svar that come along, there is a B'chayno, Olim likes quoting, Hagam, look up the B'chayno, he's not saying this Halach L'Maaseh, he's saying, Mitzal Limut Chos, Mitzal Ein Limchos and the Mekilim. He writes, don't be Mekil on those who have dirt in the hand, and Mechalp in the case of dirt, in the case of Isis. Come along, what's Mechalp? When you have a case of Isis, to race Isis, Vadi doing Isim Mechiko. And the words of the Mishnah Berurah is to race Isis, that's the Ikim Lach over here. Mashenkinu, racing Tishtosh, and they're not in a place that's not being Mechid for Ksiva, you're not racing it on your hand, because it's a place made to be ridden upon. When you're racing Tishtosh on a place not made for Ksiva, then he wants to tell the Chazal was not going to be Machma for you, and he can't be Mechel. Says not be made, not be machman in limchus. Those mitzvah the sugim chashash of ratzitz tzilas nine. You yeshem lishmach to be Michael. Therefore, there are those the choshani or haminefsi or the simcha bonim or the gil sefer or the aruch shabbos. They come along mechabit in the case of oisius and tishtosh. Now, the gil sefer himself is obvious question. The rosh is not the mechalik. Rosh don't says that. So he wants to find out the word of the mishavura that when it's oisius that's the ikarav. Mashenkin wins the case of Tishtosh, it's not the Ikav. I don't understand, because even it's not the Ikav, circles of it either as an Avo or Toldo. It's only the case of the Raiso. I don't know what that words mean. Alpithor, Shabari, Bukhuro, should not be make any chilek. So, the ones who are being Mekel, that's what I'm saying, 2 points. Number one, they're saying it's Moichel Shaman as Lichtoiv. And number two, they're saying it's a case of Mechavdin Tishtosh and Isis. Now, Chaim Lo says this idea again. First of all, you have to realize Chaim Lo is Lishitosli. He get passed like the Mechitz Chinuch and the Chayodom, he also get a Mechitz Amas Lechtoiv. Mish would not pass like that. Boy, the idea of Mechitz and Tishish and Dior, Yish Lord and Harvey, the Rosh is not to go do it. So I don't see in the how in the world this form this manazer, whether it's Orchu Shabbos and Chobom, it's coming along and saying you have dirty hands, you can't be Mechel, and they send you to Mechayim Noh, get Mechayim Noh Lechud Lashitosa, and oh, what's the Chilbdin Tishish and Isis? So Zaman Maisa Shuman Lechashlam Lechelabes, and he writes, he says, Tzedek Mo'oi Baal Chayodom, Chayodom Maisa Api Cheshman Shmoi, Mitzad Rosh, Mitzad Ramal, Maisa is correct. So Maisa went to Reuben, I can only ask who I can ask, went to Reuben and asked him, first of all, what's the sword to Mechab between Tishtosh and Diyoni? The Rosh is not the Mechalik. He told me he's not in the Sugi to answer me right now. Why not in the Sugi? What can I do? So I asked him, Maisa, Shlomo Zalman says he's correct, the Chayodom. Shlomo Zalman. So he said, when I wrote Urcha Shabbos, which is Chel Kalif, it came out before Mitzchushwan Mechel Beis. I didn't see it. What do you want? You can answer that. I didn't see it. When I wrote it, I did not see it. So I don't say mitzvah to the Sfor Shavoy, I don't say mitzvah to Marav, Malkam Shavoy Lechura, the Chayodim should be correct. But once you have the Rosh, once you have the Mishnah Berurah, that is Boicham Nasa Sakin, you have the Sugya of the Rosh over here. Now again, there is those who want to make even an Isis, the Evan Yisrael, the way, Dai Fisher. Again, Lishitosa, he wants to tie something that's not a Mokhmo Ksiva. A person can be Mekel. And Shlomo Zalman brings down that Sfora, but Dine Fisher and Shlomo Zalman points out there are more against him in the case of cake, because now Mokum Ksiv also. So Shlomo Zalman says, you have to worry about the Ramah. Dine Fisher says, the Ramah is wrong, and he passes against the Ramah. What?
Sorry?
You're
talking about, I'm sorry?
Yeah, now Mokum. You're chayv if you write there, but it's not place made for being written upon. About a cake you can write, but it's not Mokum Ksiv, it's not made for Ksivo. They want it's a kamul shalmazam, shalmazam, and time fish. They want tina. Not make a ksiva. It's not be the whole idea of the rush. Be machshav ksiva. Be shaykh am nas leftov. That shaykh am nas leftov is out of the parsha. Has be shaykh am nas leftov. Like they compare you, they send you to the bialocha and shini dal seches. He says we do kare am nas lit for mishvos kare am nas sakin. But if it's not shaykh am nas lit for, you only be chayvim am nas sakin. Has be in the parsha am nas lit for. I mean, in the parsha, I'm not slichtoy. If it's not, I'm not slichtoy. In the parsha, I'm not chayv. I'm not sakin either.
The
story isn't. The they point out the Ramos against them. Dying fish says Ramos wrong. Ramazam says, I know. Okay, look, Ramos against me. So if the chayot is correct, so they both point out the Ramos against him. What? So what's about case of cake? This is tough of cake. It's not looking to see also. He can't eat the cake. Dying
fish holds that this is tough cake in the
ground. Yeah, he holds water. Pass against Ramos. Right, that the black one true. Chel ches, chel tes, chel gyot three times.
So much
of
this reality that you
guys
later was
supposed
to do without
Shabbos. Well, so what's the problem? Just wash. So we'll get to that first.
Shabbos,
okay. Well, step by step. First is it's after Aser. Meis the Aser in time is meis certainly a kohen chayil will chop up the five times to be mekel. First case very simple. Not miskaven without psik ratio. Himself writes that I'll wash your hands. Just don't dry it. Very simple, don't try. That's one simple case with napsic ratio. That'll be very simple. I didn't tell the sugim chatzitzo. Again, seven chalashitas, which we ik a pasma local maiso, chazusa ba'alma is not nechligedo chatzitzo. Especially in the case of hands. That's what we pass. A second time is, let's say a case even drawing it, come on the Erlitzian, he wants to write in our pens, it won't even be a psic ratio when you draw it. Which is very stark. Although, when you draw it, it doesn't come off our pens. Depends what type of pen. But most pens will not come off with a psic ratio. Now, you can get involved in the shower discussed a week ago, thinning ink was thinning something, but lab dachovi, even thinning it. I don't know if you dry even thinning it when you have ink. It does get off your hand at the wall, because like the words around, the chamimus aguf is erasing it. But lab dachovi, you're drawing it, even doing anything over here. That's the second time maybe can we make a hole in our ink. I mean, that's the becham of dirt, but the negate is a good ink. A third thing over here, come along the masham, that's toiro. And he first of all, he writes Nasi the Chayotum. But he's always quote him. So he comes along and asks numerous kashas upon the Chayotum. He says, Zalocho in Simon Shin Beis, or Simon Shin Choches, or Tofre Shukimel, discussing that a person, let's say, has tit upon his hands. The Machab writes to Simon Shin Beis, take the sus, the tail of a horse, and go clean off your hands with the, from the dirt that's on top of you. So he gets about singing, Muksha Haki, take the tail of a horse. But Maisa, be Alochis Kasha. But Maisa, take off dirt from the top of your hands. Before Shemachaba, dirt you're allowed to. The Loch HaTofresh Gimel says the Mechaber and Yom Kippur, now wash yourself. You have dam on top of your hands, you have tzoy on top of your hands, L'maisi can wash your dam with tzoy off your hands. How can you do that? L'maisi koin l'chayda m'shvi'in is over here. So first of all, they point out, the idea of something covering your body, koin l'chayda is not really shver, because he holds not like the Bach, that shayim on top of Oisius is a kisib al manat l'chal l'sugil ha-moichik. Therefore, the question is not really l'chayodim. The question is more on those who go not l'chayodim. That's first, Aleph. So that might be the only that the Geddesh, the anything that's covering something, is Be'etzim, is this Nichon Geddesh of Mechiko. Who are just understanding what you said the Mishvur by Shaiva means. Mishvur says, a Chiddush over here. You have Shaiva on top of Isis in the same Torah. He says, you even Isis the rice upon the Bach, Moich Amnas Lichtoiv. Therefore, for example, let's say you have a bench stuck together by the Mokhim of Isis, that separate them on Shabbos, you even Isis the rice of Mamash. Who writes this example? Mishmur writes in Sivkon Memhei, in the end of the Simen, he writes your benches stuck together, Mokim Maksiva, he separates them, he elevates Ister Eis, and he sends you back to Vietz of Kimel Nabach. He sends you back to Salocho. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you have a bench stuck together, Shloi be Mokim Oisius, he says you can separate them. He says you can separate them. Question of the Maisa, how? Why? If you hold Kisir Ba'amo, is Nichon together of being Moichig, so with Mocham Nas Lichtoy, according to Mocham Nas Sakin. So why is Shloiba Mocham Oisius? Is the Mishavur might say, clearly I'm being Michael. So come down to Lahore, you say for the Mishavur, the whole idea of a Kisir Ba'alma has together being Moichik Amas Lichtoy, that's in Kisir is nothing. There's no Shech, it's a Ksiva, not the Mechiko. Only since the Oisius over here, now since it's associated with Oisius, now it's Moichik Amas Lichtoy, you took something off. But when there is no association to Meichig Amnas Lichtoy, there's no Isis over here, then the Kisiv Alma, he agrees to his Kisiv Alma. And then he'll whack it a piece of paper with it, is no Isis, Avadi can take off. Avadi can. Why? Because that's Be'etzim, the Kisiv Alma. Isis Be'etzim is what? What's the Yoy? The Yoy is something inside paper. But not covering it. When the ice is here, when Mishyachas, the Mishyachas, the Mishyachas, the The Mishbu said, when stuck, Shloy Makam Isis, he said, lad, separate your bencher. Makam Isis, he said, even Issa the Iso. If so, comes along on your hand, if you have dam on top of your hand, or tit on top of your hand, and tzoy on top of your hand, Avada, there's no Isis on it, Avada can take it off. And therefore, the Issa's question, we asked the Chodeshami, and the Peskechuvah said, the new prince changed it, meaning it was Mesakin it. Avada, according to the Chayotim itself, it's on top of your hand, Avada can take it off. That means a second hatter, even according to the Chayodim, really a third hatter according to the Chayodim, that something's on top of me and Avad is no answer. Dam on top, you can't take off. You leave a stain in your hand, that's something else. But catch it on top, then Avad is allowed to take off. So again, we have one hatter according to the Chayodim, it's not a psych ratio. A second hatter according to the case of ink versus manazah. A third hatter the case where something on top of something is not being absorbed inside the bolster. A fourth hatter, the Chayodim also seems to be very clear. Is that the Masham again asks another question. He asks before the case of Meitusim, may remind him, but yeah, let's say you eat strawberries or you have fruit juice upon your hand, come on with a place, commit Sevei Rosh Shalom Be'ez Shem next week. Because can you put it on a red napkin? Or you put on a napkin, you be malach like the napkin. How can you do it to the napkin? What do you mean you're taking off your body? You're doing mechika to your body. This dirt that's on your body, that's taking off your body. How in the world do you go do that? How do you do that? So, come on with Masham, he wants a taino, when the case of not being miskayim, and like Shama Shlem Nas Lichtoy, he wants to say that even the Chayalim should be Mekel, and you read the Chayalim in Lishma Solomon, he says that. He says that only when I'm coming to Machmo here, since he brings it right that this case of the Mechomim are being Meskayim, so even though it's Moich Shama Nas Lichtoy, which they are Bonham, but since being Meskayim, I'll be Machmer. It comes out, he's very clear, he's with Duyuk, if it's Eina Meskayim, may two to Mary Moinim, even according to the Chayalim, the Maestro should be Motor. Should be Motor. Now, to take this practical example, that means you have anything upon the body that's not being miskayim, but that will disappear inside the chamim masagov. Disappear naturally, even on a piece of paper. The chori will take it off on Shabbos. They do want to compare, for example, let's say you have condensation on a window. So if you have ICS, those ones say they can't erase the ICS, which that itself is a tumul. But let's say you have condensation, talung the misfarms of simcha bonim, shamanis, one time that you can take off the condensation. Maisa, how can you go do that? L'chore, the condensation is really cleaning the windows, like cleaning your hands and your hands. Maisa, the condensation is in miskayim. It's much shalom as lichtoiv. L'chore, according to the chayim himself, it is motor. According to himself, Maisa, it's motor. What about? Oh, so now the question, what about according to the Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah, again, chayim will be motor, masham be motor. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you start cleaning the condensation of the window, it's not masasaking. The Chura, in this case, you can start clearing, that this is not a place of Shaykh Amnas Lechtoiv. Take off the condensation, now what? You did nothing to help with Ksiva. So it could be that, like mentioned before, and it has to be Shaykh, looks like Makura has to be Shaykh Amnas Lechtoiv. On the window, when you take off the condensation, it's no Shaykh Amnas Lechtoiv. You take off ink from your body, a Shaykh to put now something else there. What? You took off this ink, now put other ink. The condensation has no Shaykhs or relationship, any idea are they lichtoiv, could be even called the Mishnah Berurah, even him's only one you up on, also you can take off condensation from the window. A fifth hatter called the Chayodom, is coming the Shabbos, and Masham himself, one time that we have a bayah, he hits it very dirty and covered up Rias, therefore, Mokh covered up Rias, it's Mokh Shamas lichtoiv. So according to him, they want Taino to be Mutter, because in any case, we have on the Sigib covered up Rias, the Maisel will be Mutter. Which according to Mishnah Berurah talking about is the right, so the shlokim if you have that heter. But according to the Chayodim itself, it'll come out there is a heter as Kovel Abriyas. That means even though the Chayodim is Machmer, the starkest Svarki Machmer, again, you have five atayim, not Meskayim, or Diyoy might be, our ink today might be the same thing, or in the case of something on top of it, or when it's in Meskayim, or in the case of Kovel Abriyas, according to him will be Motor. According to us, the shlokim is the heter of Kovel Abriyas, but the other one, Kamashi, should be Motor Bezman as a.
Right, so I said, according to
Mishmur, the Yishlodim
have
a heter. Because Mishmur might be a dindaraisa, not the sake. But according to the Chayodim, he himself has his heter by Kavla Briyas. We pass on a chatzitza, right? No, no, but if you're Makbe, it's dirty, embarrassed for the people. That's what it is, yeah, Makbe, the people see me, he's dirty. When you listen to this, you don't like it. Well, Maisa comes out. Again, the newest form wants to say that Maisa, any dirty hand, Maisa can't clean. Again, Ocha Shabbos says, all the Sayyid, I don't understand the lumps where they're coming from. Again, the Ma'amokh was in Chaimel, he still says only in Limus Chus, and he is gradually she talks like against the Bialoho. So how in the world they're coming to you, Michael? Again, Esa Ruby doesn't answer, don't know what to say. I'll be Svor Shvoy, I'll be the Sugi Shvoy, very stark to be Machmer. Now, this is what we discuss about removing Shaiva to the top of Isis in the same Torah. Again, Bialoha is for Isurim over here, one Mitzad Moichik, or Merech, or Mukso, or Tikimono. They do discuss why Dafka Shaiva on top of Isis in the same Torah. Let's say you have a Isis and you have a Bencher. And you have food that's stuck on top of it, you open up a bencher, some tchina stuck on, or chumas stuck on, or michel stuck on, or you even ister mitzad moichik amnas lichtoiv. Help be svor shaboy, according to Mishnah Berurah, just like by shayvi taking it off. Like I'm taking your food from a place that there's no oisius, but that's not a problem, it's cleaning something. But taking food on top of oisius should be moichik amnas lichtoiv. And therefore the ister chodshanim chan kiliaski, he says, I'll pee the Mishnah Berurah, lechoy shmin oivin ister deraisa, a moichik amnas lichtoiv. A guy might see the Archa Shabbos, he wants to tie it up by food. His words are in the Dovah called Tach, like Shaivo. Okay, don't know what those words mean. Circle Save is covering it. Archa Shabbos writes that Shaivo is different. That in the case of Shaivo, that wax, that sticks very well on Save Torah. Masha Enkin, food that's stuck on your bench, in the Dovah called Tach, he wants to say a person can't be Mekel. Not sure what that means. However, what? I think he's just sick and tired of me already. Well, I'll let you ask. You look right to him. Go ahead. I wrote him. Was
we know already what happens when you write.
Maybe he'll answer you. Maybe just me. The build upon this question is, you ever get plates with designs upon it, and they have pictures, and sometimes people get stuck on. The question is, can you clean your plates that have Oisius or designs upon it, my son Shabbos, before you have the same question over here? So the man said that this is a question to Rav Yashiv, and he wants to tie that place, his words are not Mokh Maksiva. More Shabbat says, Rav Yadler, Rav Yashiv says, not Mokh Maksiva, the man said, it's Mutter. So again, Lechur, I think what he means is not Mokh Maksiva. The whole idea of Kesiv, by something that's covering something, is why? Because I see this wax covering the Oisius over here, and therefore there's a Baya affecting me seeing the Oisius over here, therefore there's a shame of Mechika Mas Lechtoiv. When a person over here, when he sees food being stuck to a plate, he sees dirt, he just gotta wash off. No one sees there's any, oh my gosh, the picture's covered over here. I have to take it off and go see the Isis over here. I gotta see the picture over here. It could be the Inna Bnei Odom, the Chiddush of the Bialocha, by the case of Isis, with Shaim on top of it, it's something that's Yuchid in such a case, when I see it blocking me to go read it, and that's my whole tzur over here. Mashenkin on a place not Mokhmet Siva, no Shech Siva. So the Kisiva Alma is not associated as an act of Mokhmet Siva. Could be that's what means the Mice is smooth in the case of a plate. Mashenkin, the Liashi says, in the case of a venture, it's El Bialser. Why? That's best what Isis is. That's what we're coming to read over here. That's what the whole Sugi of a venture over here is. Building upon this, and the Mice of the venture will be Ulcer, the discusses is it Dafka wet? Is it Dafka dry? In the case of wet, what's the Shiloh? The same chassidim brought down by the paiskim, b'shvur chayadim al yiravo. The word from the same chassidim is, if you have any diyoy or shum dova lach, and it fell on top of svarim and oisius, he says, do not lick it with your tongue, or not to wash off the water, but with water that's on top of it. It says in Mishburah, the words of the same chassidim is, even when it's a case that's lach, even okay, don't say making with case that's dry, even that's a case of lach, do not say it's a kisib almo, say the mice is blocking it over here. So it sounds like we have a bench over here, and anything that fell on top of it, that the Isis cannot be seen, water fell on top of it, the Isis can be seen. But otherwise, things that, any drink, anything that fell on top of it, the Chorah sounds like there should be a Baya over here. My Isis question to Rabbi Yashiv, he said, Echanami, anything that falls on top of it, even when it's lach, to take it off, if Yadav wants a tainel, the Maisa, it's very easy to take it off. Avad is not talking about this case, so Rabbi Yashiv, no, even any bench, anything falls on top of it, he said, "My son, your nichel the isha moichik amas lichtov. A garment did not dry up yet, but if you leave it there, you have an isser. Doing, let's say, for example, you wrote with ink, did not dry yet. So come, are you chayiv for it now? Come on, chayim law. Even before you dry, you might see you wrote, are you chayiv for it? The chassidim was a tiny part of law, so you're not chayiv for it yet till it dries. But be'etzem, the pool of the mice is over here. The active ksiv is over here, or the mechika, the blocking it is over here. And therefore, according to the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah, anything wet in your bencher." Or in the Chumash of the Sefer, to take it off when it's blocking it, the Chumash of the Sefer, a Moichik. Hagam Gena Orcha Shabbos comes along and you're wanting to go right to him, and he says the words of the Mishnah Berurah is Dafka, a case of Diyoy. And Diyoy is something that a person is ruggled to write with. And there are things that people not ruggled to write with, not Nichol Gena of Ksav or Kesem, the body can't take it off. I mean, the words of the Mishnah Berurah, the Paiskim, is Diyoy Ashum Dovalach. I mean, take the words Diyoy and you focus on that. And the next words of Mishnah Berurah is Shum Dovalach. So I don't know the word Shum Dovalach means Shum Dovalach. What? If it stays in, it stays in, you're high for it.
Stays wet.
It will stay wet? No, it'll dry off the paper.
On the table.
In the skyim?
Yeah,
skyim, that's what you call it. Okay, but it's nice to say the skyim. So again, the. When everyone learns Mishnah Berurah, it's a chiddush, it's a this concept over here, that anything that's lach on top of a sefer, a person cannot just pick it up and total off. My still is the words of the Shai Tzion. I cannot see any good way around it. The Yisrael B'Yashu says, Eine Chanami. It's a chiddush, but my that's what comes out, because Mishnah Berurah, that anything that the Mishnah Berurah is putting a sefer to the Mishnah Berurah, also even with lach, if when it dries up, it'll be a bayah b'tzad, it's a kisub alma, a mechik, and chosh be a problem over here, take it off. If it will dry, there'll still be a problem. Now, I've got in the case of the Ashes, they talk about a laminated, his words are a laminated venture. It sounds like even if it did not dry over there. His words are filikzemunuch al lamnutsia. Lamnutsia is laminated. I mean, even if it won't dry there, it sounds like. But since mice are blocking it, it sounds like there'll be a bayah in the skin.
On that other child, that's only making the letters thinner, because the mice can still read it.
No, so if you can read it, I don't think there's any problem over there.
Most of my time, you can read through coffee, you know?
The coffee fine, but your chumas fell there. Now what do you do? You can see through it. Can you take it off? It's locked. You can take it right off. And I'll take it off. Chumas chino falls around the bench. You can take it off. You start asking if so. When chicken falls on top of it, now chicken's not stuck on. And these things that are stick to this place. Or you can take it off.
You can't
write on laminate. What? I know. It's only asking. That's a chiddush. That's you took it that far even as you said. But I guess when dries, maybe we'll stick to it or something. Because we'll stick to place, we'll try. So it might not be. It'll be this necessary. Again, the only terrace I saw is Archa Shabbos. It says a chiddush. It's yoy means dak with yoy. But the words are shem dovalach. We get to have two things here right now. Noch inyan that we have this halacha tziv dalad about something that's not be meskayim at all, no kiyum at all. I mean, the person who writes in the aver, someone who writes in the ear, the kamal which was deshna brings on those one tiny or even isereding the aver. The Chumash Desh himself, the Maskon is, the Maisa is not Miskayim Bechlal, it's not Nikr at all, and therefore you don't have to be Zohar, the Maisa is Smutter. That's the more passing local Maisa, and all the places can go, they write in the Avir like this to make it A, B, C, Maisa, that's going to be Mutter. Come on the place, you can build upon that, come on the Kaz, Mishbu, and discuss it. Can you write on a piece of paper with your fingers? It's just like in the ear is Mutter. Who didn't on a dry piece of paper, the Maisa, that is also Mutter. Hagam, they bring down the Chazanish, and the disciple says to be Makmur on a piece of paper. Not only that, they say even the ear is a person's roi to be machmer, guess because the yeshivim and the chumas and dashen. Why is all the swamps seem to go like the pashas ramo and the pashas afterwards to decide to be makel in the ear and to be makel on the piece of paper? Now the question is, can you make a letter, but not like this, but make a the sign language, make a C like this, or make any letter with your hands? Is that considered making a letter? Isi is some jabbas, that's also. So there is a chavas yor. And the a person cannot make lisis with your hand. That's an act of ksiva over here. What time of the shevik also? You're creating something over here. However, apisvara shibai, you can argue shtark and say since you constantly need an outside factor, like we discussed by the sugya by chashmal, that it always needs someone to go constantly do something. Well, like by oil, a body can do an oil on Shabbos. We can hold protect yourself from rain, holding something over you, or take a talus by single stereo and hold it up by single stereo. I just sugya of oil. Since you always need someone holding it, you take your hands away, it falls out. That's the creating something. But also, you say since you always need to make it with the letter here, it's actually creating something. Therefore, a Bosner. What? See,
it's also not something that's
Miskayim. Yeah. So, the Vosner, the Choshoni, and the Choshabas, other Talmuds, Taino, that doing with your hands, the mice were not Nichleger Ksiva. Now, these three, well, the Chabad seem to quote that, La Daf, they saw the Chavasior. Chavasior came out in Ksav Yad, back 30 years ago from the Chodesh Line. The mice thought, since none of the other places can say it, and the only one who maybe said it was Mekor HaChaim, they seem to understand a pisrosh, but he's definitely getting in this kind of cloud, and definitely sticking their mole over here. So some sign language Allah is, and they're saying this, I think it's either one. Either the sign language or Surah of the letter, either one, the Isha will answer, and the material will be matter. Will not make a difference. What makes something an A by SM? What makes an A? Because for sign language, this is an A. What makes something an A? Because you write it. We pass from Choloshin, there's no difference. And therefore, this is now 11. This is an A. Now. Now, let's say you go to the sun, you stand in the sun, and you want to show somebody in the ground something. You go like this, and you make a bird. And guys, look, show your kids, look, there's a bird in the ground over here, in the shade over here. Now, Maisi created something over here. It's not just something in the avir. You see it very clear in the ground. It's actually you made something over here. So again, come on the Chodeshani, and the Rosh Shabbos, and others in Wantaino. That is, again, since you need an outside factor, it's not just you here, but still you need you to be over here. At Nechle Geda, any Miskayim Klal. Again, the Chodeshani said, well, let's say you want to put something in the sun and leave there for a while to have a mark there for a while. He wants to say, Nechle Geda of the Isra Rabbanon. That means, let's say you take a cup and you put it here, and you always wanted to have the show over here, the sun has a reflection over here. Bidas, he wants to answer it. That usually command never happens. But do it at the moment, he wants to have the Nechle and the Isra over here. But Nechle Geda, any Miskayim Klal. Sorry? Don't explain why.
They're saying not even with the hands of mirror, but a cup that's going to be with
it. Even the cup.
Same thing as a mirror.
Why? What is there in the side thing with the cup?
No, you put a cup in the sun, that's one thing, you can take it away. But let's say you put it there, you walk away, you're leaving it there to make a mark there. It's not.
Why? What was the side first?
No, you're holding the cup. You hold the cup.
Put it down to the glasses.
Start clerical. So they're
in front of the American for something different, right?
So they don't discuss mirror. I was wondering, the sun the same thing as mirror? It could be that the whole issue of the tzat aser in the sun is only because the way are people looking at something. No one sees the act of ksiva, taking a book in front of a mirror. No one sees anyone writing anything over here. Because it's a little bit different idea. One's a reflection, and one's making a mark and blacking something.
So
could be in any of the other.
Way, like the one in Yad Vashem, you put the one thing in the mix of the...
I don't know whether Yad
Vashem. It's like, it put one
light... Well, that look at the 6 million candles.
It's all the mirrors.
Yeah, but it's hard to hear the mirrors definitely get a ksiva. No one, I mean, that mirror is around 1,000 years, no one writes down mirrors and get a ksiva. They should send something.
Yeah, the sun also has a ksiva.
That's true. That's true. Well, another case is called Nichol Enos Kaim. Let's say you write with ink and it disappears, and people know if you write with, I think, lemon juice ink, you can afterwards put it by the fire, and it'll come and reappear, and you'll see it come through the piece of paper. It's come along, they bring down this question to the Yishalmi already, and the place can bring down the one taina that since when you wrote it, it's there, and then it disappears. The fact that you make it appear, it's not lose its shame of being Miskayim, and therefore they want to say Yichayah for it. Come on, the people going to discuss it, but let's say the one who puts it under the fire to make you see it, that he wants to say is Isra Bonum. So I think it's officially discussing. Officially wants to maybe Isra Isra. Said Kaisir Shaboy, him and his Chidach one time is Isra Bonum. Again, Wafak wants to argue with him one time is Isra Isra. Fine, but my suggestion is also to use these yes no books. Number one, to whether to yes no, they it comes through. Avada Yoyvin is a question of Bonum or Dera Isra over here. Sorry? So we'll get that the other way around. Well, one last case again, in this kind, they do discuss, well, let's say writing on a window, if you like, people like writing on the window on a car, I need to be cleaned, right? Or whatever they write over there. So those were the Chorah, which was very clear, that's Nichol Negeda of Miskayim D'Rabbanan, and then to do that Shabbos, that you cannot do. Now we're asking about a hospital, it's really come along, the Be'aloch and discusses, and we discussed in the first Chaburah, what is Negeda Miskayim? How long is something else being Miskayim? We had a Sharetzi in Siman Shin Gimel, Sivkon Samachas, he brings down Machlokes, the Rambam versus Rashi, is Miskayim not Bidat V'Shabbos, where's the Rambam, or Rashi says, sounds like it's be a case of Tomid. Come on the Be'aloch over here, which was on the Mahmachim Shis then, a month ago, and over there the Be'aloch says over here, what's Negeda being Miskayim Negeda to Ksivo? He says, he sends you to the Rashba. The Rashba says, like a Sefer Zechoinus. That means it's not being Miskayim Lo'ilam, but it has to be the Derech that people want to Miskayim. Derech to Miskayim, Miskayim Ksas, what people want to be Miskayim. So first, as the Ilan points out, someone reason over here bring down the Rashba to be got Rashi and the Rambam. Over there, bring down Rashi and Rambam, got the Rashba. If you want, the Dershu points it out in both places. But Maisa the Kasha, I don't have a good teretz what happened. Why did not put the two Rishonim together? But it could be the Rashba is the same Mahaloch as Rashi. Ken Zayin Agam, he left out names both places. Maisa, how do you understand the Rashba? This focus on the Rashba. Rashi and Rambam focused on last time. He said the Rashba is Be'etzem. What does he mean over here? He says it's not people Olam. So what are the Derech people be Toman when they want to have a Sefer Zechonis, things they want to remember? What is that Zman? So come along the really B'Shalom Zaman and the Minchas Yitzchok that argue this point, which led to be a big tumult in Shari Tzedek. In Shari Tzedek, before they have right now doctors that have walking behind them are going to write for them on Shabbos, which you ever had to have Koch Nefesh, or even Chilu She'imai Sakono. It used to be that they didn't have the money or the manpower or they weren't going around to go write for them. Therefore, they themselves would write with pens that would disappear after 4 days. Why 4 days? Because in case you have Shabbos and 2 days Yom Tov, it will be left over to the fourth day, and they would write on Shabbos, would not be miskayim, in case the Rabbanon, and Mitzad Cholim will be mutter, and then come back on 3 days later, or 4 days later, they'll come after Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they'll rewrite everything. So they did say it was a couple of problems. One is practical, to try to read a doctor's handwriting after Shabbos, it's very hard for them themselves to read a doctor, if you ask them to read what the prescription they write. Yet alone, the whole the hospital led to a lot of problems, a lot of mistakes. People would rewrite all what the doctors wrote, and would lawyer able to never what the doctor himself wrote, or could read what he wrote. That's beside the practical aspect. It's not the law aspect. Is that nechel to get made a miskayim? Why? Because you wanted to be miskayim only for 1 day, or for 4 days. That's what you wanted. Is that nichel in the Rashba's idea of that we still, that's the derech that I wanted with this pen, to be an isteraiso? No, the derech that I want to be miskayim lo'olam. Shemlon, Shlomo Zalman says, even according to the Rashba, he is man choshev, has to be saved as a chaynus. 4 days, not nichel together of man choshev, therefore discussing isteri abonim. As Hashem ibn Chassidut says, no, but my said, this is what I wanted, this is my das, this is my kavanah. This is the derech, to write with this pen over here. Therefore, according to the Rashba, it's nichel isteri iso. They came out, Shlomo Zalman, and the Shari Tzedek was speaking semich upon him, and Shlomo Zalman, and Shubat Chet Alf, and Tzedek Alef, on the Rashba sheet over here, come on the Chok and Chalik Zayin, he has to meet you with rank 2 of Shlomo Zalman saying, I think he's the Isidarais over here. The Mice again, the Shari Tzedek himself changed. The Oid, the Nishmash Avram, the new prince, and the English ones, says, the Mice, he was Chayza Besoy Chayav. Again, the new prince, the Hebrew ones, does not say those words over there. I'm not sure what happened. English is probably a translation of the Hebrew in the Lloyd Evidio. But Mice, Shlomo Zalman, the Shari Tzedek changed. And in the hospital, they don't do that anymore, and maybe he changed the side of Chayiv. Why? Because you can argue about this point. How does he send the Rashba? Is again the send the Rashba that needs to have his man Choshev? But no, this is the Derech, this is the Mitzvah, this is what I want, this situation with this man. We nichol again over the Raisa. My message next time, first of all, Sunday will be focusing on the very important moment of Ram over here, that Mechaber Basis, the Pareches, and again the puzzles and stuff like that, Kodaymah. We'll try to finish off the end of Ksiva, Sirta, and Rishim. Also, Sunday night, there's a Masiva, first night Hanukkah. Ma'ariv is going to be 7 o'clock. Reberkowitz is supposed to be there from 7:30 till 8:15. So he'll be there and he'll be speaking then at that time. That means Sunday, number one, Masiva for Hanukkah. Number two, for the people in Kabbalah, Smicha and Brachas. And number three, we're having a Siyam also by Mitch Zolti, on Yitzchak. Also, Siyam over there, Bez Hashem. Everyone knows they're invited to come to the Rebbetzins. And you should have a Freilich Hanukkah.